St. Patrick's Day is coming up this Sunday, and for many people, whether Irish or not, the holiday brings a chance to hear musicians playing toe-tapping jigs, reels, hornpipes, and other old Celtic tunes at clubs and pubs all over Michigan. One of those musicians is Asher Perkins of Oakland County. At age 23, Asher has been playing button, accordion, and concertina largely as part of his family's acclaimed Celtic music band, Finvarra's Wren. Making music like this has been a part of Asher's life for the past 17 years. But even as he's carved out a national reputation in traditional Irish music, Asher Perkins has been making a name for himself in a totally different area, in techno music, with his EP Hammers on Trees and a second CD called Evasion. Asher Perkins joins us now in the studio. Welcome to Michigan Radio and to Stateside, Asher.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the music of the season, the traditional Irish music. Certainly, it had to have been in your blood even before you were born with parents who are renowned in the field. But what drew you to button accordion?
You know, I started out, obviously, just watching my dad play music as a kid, and I started out learning to play the tin whistle, which is a really simple traditional Irish instrument. And after doing that for a couple of years, I was seven, and I walked into a toy store. And they happened to have a toy button accordion with seven buttons on it, and it was all made of plastic. I still have it at home, and it's close to destroyed. But so I saw this thing, and I asked my parents, I was like, can I please get this accordion? And they actually said no.
They said no.
They said no. Why don't you learn to play something nice or like pleasant, you know?
Something like the fiddle or
pipes
or something.
So okay. I didn't end up with it that day, but I just could not forget about it. And I just begged them and begged them and begged them for it. And I eventually got it on Christmas. So.
And from there?
From there, I learned to play a few Christmas carols and eventually started learning to play traditional Irish tunes and just couldn't put it down, and I still can't put it down. So,
what is it about that? Can you put it into words about what it is you get when you play?
Now that I look back on it, I feel like a lot of it may have to do with, even as a little kid, I was totally obsessed with electronics. And I don't know if it was to me that the accordion seemed just enough mechanical or, you know, it's not electronic, but it kind of has that same element to it. Like you're pushing buttons, you're moving things around. It's very mechanical. And that definitely always grabbed my interest. And then, you know, after I started playing it and listening to the music and everything more, I just really fell in love with the tone of it as well. So,
and it just
all around, I just love the instrument.
And you learned quickly, and you learned a lot, and am I correct that you actually were on stage with the Chieftains here in Ann Arbor at what
That's
age?
Right. I think I was 10 years old.
There with like the finest traditional Irish music band in the world. It didn't faze you at all?
It didn't faze me, but it fazed my entire family. When I remember, I'll never forget this, we went out to Fridays to eat just before the gig, and I just remember my mom especially was just freaking out, and I was fine. I didn't think anything of it.
I'm going to Hill Auditorium. I'm playing with the Chieftains.
Yeah.
I know that the Southeast Michigan area really has had some tremendously strong Irish musicians who've actually, I know there were some young musicians a few years ago who went over to Ireland and captured a title at the World Competition. Why is that? Why is it so strong in Southeast Michigan? Or is it really strong throughout Michigan?
You know, there were a few key people that definitely helped educate a lot of younger musicians like myself. Namely, Terrence McKinney was definitely really important in my learning experience. He plays the Illan Pipes, which is an Irish version of the bagpipes.
And anyone who heard Titanic heard the Illan Pipes.
That's right.
And Braveheart for that soundtrack. Okay, yeah.
So I would imagine that, you know, because of him and also because of Al Purcell, who was also a great Illan Piper in the area, they both were highly responsible for educating people. And Mick Gavin as well. He's a great fiddle player.
From County Clare.
Yep,
and
that's right.
Lives in Redford. So it takes, as you say, it's passed down from the elders on
right.
to. And then what about if someone's listening now and they think, I've got a kid who seems drawn to the fiddle or whatever. How would someone go about trying to learn?
There's a great organization here I believe it's based in Ann Arbor. And it's called the Detroit Irish Music Association. And that's actually run in part by Terrence. He's really highly involved in that. as well as many other great musicians. Mick is there a lot of the time, and his son, Michael Gavin, who is also an incredible banjo player and fiddler. But yeah, that's a great organization. You can take lessons from them. You can, you know, they put on concerts, all sorts of stuff. So that's the place.
All right, we're going to take a break and have you give us a sample now of your button accordion skills.
Let's see. Maybe I'll play some notes.
There is such a difference between the kind of music you just played for us on the button accordion and the techno that you have started to produce. So what? Where did that come from?
Well, it's kind of funny because as a kid, I was so incredibly enthralled with accordion and Irish music and folk music and all the stuff that my family listened to that I never stopped to think that there were thousands, if not millions, of other styles of music in the world. And I swear it was just one day suddenly I was like, oh, there's all this other stuff. So I just totally broke out of my shell and started listening first to like punk rock and stuff and started going to shows and losing my shoes and all that kind of stuff. And eventually a friend of mine who just lived down the road happened on a techno CD and we started listening to it and he ended up not liking it at all and I ended up loving it. So a couple of years after that, I started going to the Detroit Electronic Music Festival and was just really blown away by everything I experienced there, just the energy of the crowds and the performers themselves, and also the fact that everything, in most cases, was being controlled by just one guy. Mm-hmm. So it was like this massive-sounding music with tons of bass and crazy audio effects and just, you know, really incredible stuff, and you would look up there, and it's not a whole band. You know, you don't have to work with all these other people. It's just one guy who has an idea for what it should sound like, and he stands there and plays it.
How would you describe the feeling of creating that compared to with the feeling of sitting with a bunch of Irish musicians playing jigs and reels?
It's almost completely opposite to me. You know, the feeling when I'm playing music with my friends and it's all acoustic and everything, it's very carefree. And, you know, I'll be sitting there and I'm playing a set of reels and I'm thinking about what I'm going to make for dinner later that night, you know. And it's really therapeutic and really just fun and relaxing. But, and that's not to say that techno isn't fun and relaxing, but it's also very analytical and sometimes mathematical. So it's almost, I don't know, it really stimulates the more logical parts of my brain. And when I'm producing music, everything kind of has to be, at least, you know, for my method, it kind of has to be planned out somewhat in advance. So it kind of gets rid of, you know, the carefree environment of just playing and open experimentation and replaces it with careful construction and very exact frequencies and drum patterns and everything like that. You know, I'll replay the same part of my track a million times and tweak one little thing and then move on, you know.
And is there a chance, a possibility of marrying the two and coming up with your own style?
There was one show that I did, and there's a very select few people who might be listening who will know about this. Hopefully not.
Obviously, it didn't go well.
There was one show that my dad and I decided to do really last minute where we played in a pub and didn't really advertise it at all. And we just decided we were going to do a live Irish techno experience. So he was singing, and he was singing traditional Irish songs and playing whistle and guitar and all this stuff. And I was recording loops and samples of what he was doing and then playing them back in combination with, like, drum loops and synthesizers and effects. And then sometimes I would sequence a bunch of stuff, and then I would play the accordion over it all. And it was tremendous amounts of fun, but I don't know if I would ever want to go listen to it. You know, I'm really glad we didn't record it or anything like that. So I'm not sure that's likely to happen in the near future, but you never know.
If you had to pick one or the other, techno or traditional Irish, would you be able to pick one?
I really don't think I could at this point. You know, if you had asked me a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago or so, it definitely would have been Irish music just because I grew up with it. Mm. But at this point, they're both such enormous parts of my life, I don't think I could leave either one behind.
Asher Perkins, his family's band Finvarr's Wren, plays a regular schedule of dates. We have put a link to their website up at michiganradio.org, and we put a link to his techno music, again, on the stateside page at michiganradio.org. I know you've got an EP coming out in April called The Heart Race.
That's right.
So techno continuing, but we're not letting down the Irish as well. Thanks, Asher, very much for joining us on Stateside.
Thanks for having me.